Lawmakers foil Britain's leader with Brexit vote by Stephen Castle. London. British lawmakers on Tuesday rose up against Prime Minister Boris Johnson, moving to prevent him from taking the country out of the European Union without a formal agreement. The epic showdown pushed Britain to the verge of a new election. After losing his first ever vote as Prime Minister, Mr. Johnson stood up in Parliament and said he intended to present a formal request for a snap general election to lawmakers who would have to approve it. A little over a month ago, Mr. Johnson, a brash, blustery politician often compared to President Trump, swept into office with a vow to finally wrest Britain from the European Union by whatever means necessary, even if it meant a disorderly no-deal departure. Now Parliament has pulled the rug out from under him, and Mr. Johnson is at risk of falling into the same Brexit quagmire that dragged down his predecessor as Prime Minister, Theresa May. The lawmakers forced his hand by voting a 328-301 to take control of Parliament away from the government and vote on legislation as soon as Wednesday that would block the Prime Minister from making good on his threat of a no-deal Brexit. That prompted an angry response from the Prime Minister. "I don't want an election. The public don't want an election. But if the House votes for this bill tomorrow, the public will have to choose who goes to Brussels on October 17 to sort this out and take this country forward," Mr. Johnson said, referring to the next European Union summit. Tuesday was a critical moment in Britain's tortured three-year effort to extract itself from the European Union. The saga has divided Britain's, torn apart the ruling Conservative Party, and promoted complaints that Mr. Johnson has trampled the conventions of the country's unwritten constitution. The majority of lawmakers are determined to block a withdrawal from the European Union without a deal, which they believe would be disastrous for the country's economy. Tuesday's vote suggested they have the numbers to succeed. Mr. Johnson's aides had made clear that in the event of a defeat on Tuesday, he would seek a general election on October 14, just a little over 2 weeks before the Brexit deadline of October 31st. In his rebuttal to Mr. Johnson's call for elections, the opposition leader, Jeremy Corbyn, said he would agree to an election only after Parliament passed legislation barring a no-deal Brexit. The House of Commons is expected to approve the measure on Wednesday. Tuesday's vote marked a moment when Mr. Johnson's hardball tactics, for once, were met with equal resistance. On a day of high drama, Mr. Johnson lost his working majority in Parliament even before the vote took place, when one Conservative rebel, Philip Lee, quit the party to join the Liberal Democrats, who have managed to stage a resurgence by positioning themselves as an unambiguously anti-Brexit party.